Hi, this is Grace Ann. Today I need to confess that at the age of 7, I became a mass murderer. A fish mass murderer. 11 beautiful souls went to their watery grave because of my actions. So I grew up next to the ocean. I went swimming in the ocean all the time. Fishing, did all kinds of stuff outside in the aquatic world. So when I was 7 and I got some money for my birthday, naturally, I got myself an aquarium. And I filled it with beautiful fish and I decorated it with plants and I had all these beautiful, shiny, pretty fish swimming around in there. And I put it right next to my bed and I just spent hours watching these fish and just really coming to know them. And I named them and they were definitely my friends. So a few weeks after I, set this aquarium up, my aquarium became kind of cloudy and kind of green, and you really starting to not be able to see the fish. So I naturally decided to clean the aquarium. So one day I picked up my aquarium and I took it into the kitchen and I got out a mixing bowl. And for some reason I decided to do all of this by myself. Still not sure why. But I got out a mixing bowl and I scooped out some aquarium water and I caught my fish very gently in a net and put them in the mixing bowl and I got a clean scrubber and I scrubbed the aquarium and I scrubbed all the algae and I took care of the little pebbles and I washed the plants and I made everything just spotless. And then I did it again with really hot water because hot water kills germs, and I wanted my fish to be very healthy. I couldn't have any germs near my fish, so I used really hot water to make sure it was all cleaned once again. And then I filled up the aquarium with water, and then I got all the little chemicals, and I read the instructions, and counted drops, and made sure the water was just perfect for my beautiful fish. Then I carefully scooped them up out of the mixing bowl, and one at a time I dropped them in the aquarium. And there were about 11 of them. And I'm dropping them into the aquarium, and then they're hopping out. And so I picked them up out of the sink and dropped them back in and started trying to scoop up some more out of the mixing bowl. And I ended up just pouring all of them from the mixing bowl into the aquarium. And then they were hopping out again. So I'm picking them up out and just frantically, I've got these fish flopping around the sink. And so I'm picking them up and dropping them back in the aquarium and picking them up and dropping them back. And they keep jumping out. And I pick them up and I drop them back in. And then they stopped jumping out. And I looked closer and they weren't swimming anymore. They were kind of floating and just sinking. And I reached my hand in to try and, help them along, help them move a little bit. And the water was hot. I had forgotten to let the water cool off before I filled the aquarium up. And so I had boiled my fish, my beautiful fishy friends. I boiled them. I had murdered all of these beautiful fish that were my close friends. They relied on me for everything. They tried to get away. They had tried to get away, and I picked them up and I threw them back into the boiling water. Oh, I was just horrified. This was a very, very traumatic experience for me. I just murdered all of my beautiful fishy friends. I went to the library and I got books about how to keep fish. And I asked people questions about how to keep fish. And I read every book I could get my hands on. And I talked to every pet store person. And I learned all the various things that there are to learn about how to keep aquarium fish. And this interest became something of a passion of mine. And I continued learning about it. And where other little girls were, reading about horses and ponies, I was reading Dr. William T. Ennis's Exotic Aquarium Fishes. So I was a little bit of a strange child, but it was this interest in fish and keeping them alive really turned into a great thing for me. It was a big part of my life, and I was just completely immersed in marine biology. I knew exactly what I wanted to be when I grew up. I started a business and I cleaned aquariums for doctors. And then I got a job as at a saltwater aquarium store as a algae scrubber. Very glamorous job. And because I knew so much about fish and fish health, I worked my way up to managing the livestock. I was in charge of all the fish, keeping all of them healthy. So in high school, one day we had a project that we were supposed to do where we were supposed to find a person who had a job that we wanted and ask to follow them around for a day. So I wrote a letter to the curator of the Dallas World Aquarium, which in my mind was the best place on earth. And that person must have the best job ever. And to my surprise, the curator said, sure, come on down. Follow me around for a day. So I went down there and I had a wonderful day. She let me do everything she did. I made salt water. I fed penguins. I cleaned algae, lots and lots of algae. And I helped give talks to children about all of the cool fish that they had. And I fed the sharks, which for me is a big deal because I have a deathly fear of sharks. And then one of the last things we were going to do is we were going to feed the lionfish. So she took me over to the tank of feeder goldfish, told me, okay, scoop up a net full of goldfish and put them in the blender and just blend them up and then come join me at the lionfish tank. So I was shocked and horrified again. I mean, put goldfish in the blender? I mean, that's against everything I'd ever done. You know, I desperately wanted to please her and be just like her. But killing goldfish, I mean, he's putting these beautiful fish to a really horrible, I mean, speedy, but horrible end. It was just awful. And, I really tried. I mean, they're just feeder fish. If I didn't do it, somebody else was going to do it, right? But I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And I just couldn't do it. So I was going to say no. But I didn't actually end up saving any lives that day. Another staffer came in and turned on the blender before I could really say anything. But, you know, that was an eye-opening experience. I realized that the real world, everyday jobs of marine biologists, everyday lives of marine biologists, it's going to involve blending up a lot of fish. And, you know, that's just not me. That's not why I was interested in fish. I wanted to enjoy their beauty and save their lives. I realized that the job I had been looking for might not actually be the right fit. I'd like to say that I stopped right then and I never wasted another minute on the fishy career world. But I actually spent about $15,000 working on a doctorate in fish behavior because you can't have fish behavior if the fish are dead, right? So behavior is gonna mean they're alive. As it turns out, no. Fish behavior involves killing more fish. But I'm still glad that I did it. If I hadn't followed that curator around, I wouldn't have known exactly what I was getting into. And I might have wasted a lot more time and a lot more money following a career that really just wasn't going to fit my heart. The curator became a close friend. We're still friends. I still talk to her every couple of years when she does something cool and, you know, ends up on the news or something. She completely understood why I chose not to go into marine biology. And she helped me see that it's okay to take your passion and turn it into a career if that is what fits you. But it's also okay to take your passion and just have it as a hobby, as something that you do at the end of the day to relax. And for me, that's what fish have become. I will always keep fish because they're beautiful. And I love having my own living, breathing little piece of artwork. And because I don't have to feel guilty about killing thousands of fish, I can just enjoy mine. And these days, I still have fish, and they only die of old age these days. That's it. That's my story. I started out as a mass murderer of fish, and today I have way too many fish.